Hey, good morning, hubby. I thought I'll give you a nice morning blowjob. Makes me really happy that you enjoyed the morning surprise. Wanted to make sure my dearest is happy with my gift. Oh, sweetie, us fox spirits don't quite know how humans are like when it comes to Valentine's Day. I assume it's giving all the overwhelming love that you have for your partner. Yes, I heard from my fellow peers that it's a very well-celebrated holiday amongst humans. So tell me, is this what you humans mean? I mean, you said you love morning blowjobs, and I enjoy giving it to you. I am willing to do what you wish, Master. Oh, well, I mean, honey. You make me so happy. So, Valentine's is more than just sex and affection. Goodness. Do humans still do poetries then? Last I observe humans, it's always sex or materialistic things. Ah, I see. That is quite interesting. I always thought humans have evolved to other ways to show affection to one another. I make sure to make you feel loved and wanted every single day, baby. You deserve it. Although it's a bit hard for me to transition from master to calling you pet names. Oh no, I'm only doing it because you wanted me to. And I respect whatever you want me to do, okay? If you don't want me to call you master anymore, I'll just call you sweet pet names that I have concocted for you. Like my little Badger Wadger, my big honky donkey, or my big fat cock for me to choke on. I'm just joking, sweetie. Or am I? Well, I really do love sucking on your cock. And when I do gag on it, I just can't help but just come from it. I know I was a bit cold or distant before, but I really have come to love and appreciate you a whole lot, sweetie. You're a good human. And with us living together for a whole year, it makes me appreciate you so much and made me realize that there are good humans out there. And seeing how you are, I just want to love and shower you all over with affection no matter where you are. When you're at work, when you're outside doing chores, or when you're just chilling and relaxing in your home, I just can't help but want to pounce on you and just give you all of my love and affection. Oh, I just love you so much. Well, I guess Valentine's Day is just another one of those days, huh? Doesn't seem quite different. Do tell me though, why is Valentine's Day the way it is? Oh, really? Oh, go on. Keep explaining it to me while I'm sucking and licking your cock, sweetie. So it's just a ploy for people to spend money. You humans are getting quite clever the more I see it. Wonder where they get that from. morning pre-cum always tastes so good to me. And after we have a little morning fun, I wouldn't mind sharing you more with spirit food. You seem to enjoy it very much. Oh, sweetie, I love cooking for you. And pampering you. And giving you everything that you need. I don't know which one's more delicious, my cooking or your delicious pre-cum. Oh? You really want that blowjob, huh? Don't be shy or ashamed. I don't mind it. And while I was blowing you off, I did got very, very wet. Just relax. Later, after some teasing, I want you to knock me up, sweetie. Wouldn't you like to know if you can get me pregnant or not? There are half humans and half spirits running around. They're just very good at hiding it. Now, I know how much you love my huge tits. A nice little start on massaging your cock with my breasts and maybe a bit of your head with my mouth. So warm. Just look at your cock. Your big boy down here really misses my fuck milkers, huh? If I was lactating, I would use it as lube. Make you feel so damn good with my breast. Seeing you looking like that makes me so happy. And hearing you moaning, complimenting my huge breast just makes me so ecstatic. Now, for the fun part of this massage. Please don't come yet, baby. I want you to dump all of your load inside of my pussy instead. So hold out just a bit longer for me, okay? Are you ready to fuck my pussy? All right. Slow down, baby, if you want. You can fuck me in any position that you want. So please, be sure to fill me right up with your cock and cum. Oh, ooh. Missionary? Nothing wrong with it. I think the position gets so much hate for no reason, and that it can be quite hot, sexy, and romantic at the same time. Surprising choice, but I don't mind it at all. Perfect for me to give you kisses as you rail me. I love you too, honey. Ooh. Oh, shit. It always feels so amazing in this position. Along with doggy style, of course. Ooh. Your cock is hitting in all the right spots, baby. Honey, please, I would love to carry your child. Be sure to give me a nice huge load of your cock. Fuck yes. Oh, baby. I'll never get sick of your cock. Oh, you sure know how to hit all of my good spots. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, please keep going at that pace, darling. Yes. I love how you fuck my pussy. The way you're messing my inside just makes me go so fucking crazy. Yes. Yes. I'm coming all over your cock, baby. Yes. 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 More. I want more of your love, baby. Yes. Oh, please give me a child. I want to carry your legacy and be a wonderful wife to you. Yes. Come inside of me. Nuh-uh. Don't pull out yet. My pussy wants to savor it a bit more before you take your cock out. Come here. I don't mind you laying on top of me at all. That felt so good. You'll be surprised, but yes. Spirits. Having sex with other spirits can be fun, but it does get quite boring really fast. Well, it's a bit hard to explain, and If you were a spirit yourself, you'll see what I mean. Yes, spirits can get pregnant from other humans. But probably not in the way humans are used to. A spirit's gonna have a traditional belly, where they can give birth instantly after being fertilized, or it takes them about a week with no signs of belly. For foxes, you might have a few days until our child is born. You know, I always want to become a mother. It was a thought I had for a while. And since you did propose to me not too long ago, it was a thought that I dwell on a lot. Spirits do grow up very fast and age very slowly when they reach adulthood. I mean, you rarely see any old-looking spirits to begin with, let alone fox spirits. As for human hybrids, that's a whole nother story, but I am excited to see what our child is going to be like. I rarely know much human and spirit couples who even conceive a child, but those I know who do, or is one, they seem to be raised well with loving families. It is odd for a spirit like I to want to be a parent. I guess it would be strange from your perspective since there are so much stories that us spirits just go around and trick, kill, or just there. Oh no, I'm not offended, honey. I can see why you're confused. But the fact that you're willing to open up your mind and when to ask all these big questions, it makes me really happy. And just an FYI, and just because all you hear from humans about how dangerous spirits are, it doesn't make spirits any less of a person for having emotions, wants, and needs just like a human does. Sweetie, you haven't offended me at all. I'm just letting you know is all, since I know it's something that you're probably grown used to. It's normal for you to be a bit nervous, but excited at the same time. You will be a wonderful father. Trust me on that. You show me time and time again how much of a caring person you are. And I know our child will love you to death. I can't wait to meet our child. And I know you would be a wonderful father. Thank you for this wonderful Valentine's Day gift. Mwah. You don't need to get me anything, hubby. Just being with you and starting a small family is all I really want. Mwah. Happy Valentine's Day.